Hey everybody, it's Malusi, and I just got off the phone with one of my best friends in the world, and it's always nice to talk to somebody who you've been friends with for a while, and they get your sense of humor, because we were just laughing so freaking hard. It was amazing. He was trying to save some room in his apartment, so instead of having these bookcases, he was going to use these file cabinets, and so he found these file cabinets on Craigslist or something, and so he went to go get them, and he has a van. And so he puts the file cabinets in the back of his van, and he stops at a stoplight, and then he starts to proceed once the light turned green, and the file cabinet slipped and went through the back of his window, which isn't really funny, but he just kind of looked back, and there's, like, this file cabinet just kind of hanging out, and apparently there is a car behind him, and apparently the car's, like, flashing his lights and, like, honking and stuff. And my friend just kept going because he's like, well, what are we going to do about it? You know, obviously I know. And we're just like, imagine the people in that car. They were probably thinking like, hey, is that a file cabinet coming through his window? Does he know? Cletus, do you see that? And then imagine like the story, they got home. They're like, we were just like at the stoplight and this guy in front of me like had a file cabinet coming through his window. So, anyways, and I was telling my friend, I was like, they probably thought the reason why you didn't stop was because it was like some secretive file cabinets, you know, kind of like Watergate kind of stuff going on. And so I asked my friend, I said, well, how much did these cost you? And he's like, two of them for $7. And I'm like, well, how much did your back window cost? He was like, $320. I'm like, oh my God. It's like, and he's planning on moving again. And so I was like, what are you going to do with those cabinets? He was like, I'm not moving them. I'm afraid to put them in the car again. And so we were coming up with all these ideas of where we could actually strategically place these file cabinets that would be just fantastic, like, just randomly all throughout the city. And, like, it's going to make the news tonight, and it's going to be like, random file cabinets are coming up all around the city, and we're unsure of where they're coming from or what their purpose is. And I said, make sure you lock them before you put them out, so people probably think there's something cool in there. And so we were kind of coming up with some ideas of where we could put them. I thought of an ice rink. That would be pretty cool, like, just having these cabinets. And I said, well, you can't put them on a sidewalk because, you know, I'm freaking blind, and I would, like, you know, my dog would stop me in front of this file cabinet, and I would have to wonder why there's this random file cabinet in the middle of a sidewalk. That's fantastic. I don't know. I guess I'm probably the only person that probably thinks this is funny, but I think it's funny just to, like, everybody's just wondering, like, where did it come from? What's in it? What is it doing there? So we were kind of coming up with that, and I said, well, as like, Christmas is coming up, do you have any of those secret Santas at work? And you just wrap it up some wrapping paper and take it in there to work, and somebody where'd this file cabinet, who got me a file cabinet? Anyways, I hope everybody's doing well, and it was really great talking to my friend, because I've had a really bad day today. I got in a fight with my school again today. And, of course, my landlord issues, so it really helped to be able to talk to my friend and, you know, share in this weirdness. I guess we're kind of like the Seinfeld people. Like, just randomness is funny to us. And I'm sure it's not funny to most people, but it is funny to us. And so if you guys have any ideas of where we could strategically place these file cabinets, that would be funny. I told him to put it inside of a phone booth, but he's like, well, the problem would be that you can't really find a phone booth anymore. You could put some casters on the bottom of them and have fun, like, rolling them down a hill. That would be pretty cool. See which one wins. I don't know. Anyways, I hope everybody's doing well.